Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Matt and Justin.
Okay, so Dubs are 39 and 37. I think the Suns did win last night. So we can take, a quick look at the standings. But it's looking like, you know, they definitely hurt their chances of jumping up to four. What's your opinion on the whole thing? Like, because I've remained steady on, like, six is kind of the preferred for me, right? And the way I'm looking at it, it's like, okay, if we get four, that would be nice. But it would be even nicer if we get four and the Clippers get five, right? And then the Suns get six or something like that. So it's like you kind of avoid seeing KD in the first round, and the mm-hmm. Clippers would be injured without home court. So I think even without Wiggins, you feel pretty good about your, you know, going into that series. How do you feel about the whole thing? Like, are you team six seed, or, you know, is it just like get out of the play in and you're fine wherever you land, or what?
Yeah, I'm with you that, you know, I think priority one is just you have to get out of the play in. You know, we've seen these teams, like, obviously the Lakers have been surging recently, you know, lost a game that they really shouldn't have today to Chicago, but they're going to figure things out with LeBron getting back into the fold. We've seen New Orleans show off some pretty dangerous games recently. You know, Brandon Ingram's on a heater. The Thunder are always just talented, dangerous. You don't want to come down to like one or two games deciding the season against mm-hmm. these kind of teams. But I also agree, I think if you can avoid Phoenix, that's ideal, because, you know, as talented as the Kings have shown that they are right now, you know, they've been pacing this three seed for really the majority of the season. I mean, which is kind of crazy. I think that's been lost in so much of the discussion. Denver and Memphis have stayed pretty steady 1-2 the whole time, but the Kings have kept this home court locked down for a long time, and they're talented, but, you know, they're by far the least playoff experienced franchise roster that they could possibly see going into this. So I think that's what I think the Warriors are focused on is, you know, if you can get that sixth matchup and you can get the Kings in the first round. Yes, you don't have home court, but close enough to Sacramento. You know, you'll get a lot of fans in there. It'll be more of a forgiving away game than usual, and you can just leverage the fact that you have the most experienced playoff roster going into the playoffs versus the least. I think that's just a huge advantage that the Warriors will take advantage of.
For sure. And, I mean, everyone knows the Kings' defense is not the best, right? So even on top of the fact that you don't have home court, but they are still kind of like home court, it's like, well, you're not going to really struggle to score. So that's also like something kind of like last year with Denver. It's like you kind of get that tune up where at least your offense is going to get going. You obviously have a ton of pressure put on your defense with how good their offense is. But I don't think you have an issue like getting guys in the rhythm and stuff like that too. So I'm fine with them where they are right now. They just got to not drop into that play-in range, which would definitely not be, you know, ideal. So we got the Pelicans next, right? They've won four in a row. I think Brandon Ingram is on a tear right now. Brandon Ingram is a big wing, right? And we are missing our number one big wing stopper. How do you game plan, you know, for a team like that, like when you're pretty much small across the board in the backcourt? What do you do to stop a guy like B.I. going into that game?
I think this is a game where they need to experiment with potentially throwing Kuminga into the starting lineup, because, you know, obviously we don't really have anything to go off, but I feel like with each passing game, it just becomes more and more likely that you're facing the possibility of no Wiggins throughout the playoffs, throughout the end of the season. So you have to start, I think, conditioning him to be like that number one wing stopper that you're going to have for the playoffs, because there are some wings that Gary Payton can really guard up against. There's some that Clay can do a good job against, but I don't think they present the matchup difficulty that Kuminga has. There was a game earlier against the Pelicans this year. I don't think they had Ingram, but he put on an insanely dominant display. The opponent's shooting was like 1-for-15 against him. He was just flying around everywhere, like contesting shots, getting deflections, blocks. So I think that's the kind of account you have to go to, because a guy like Ingram, he's gonna get to his spots when he wants to, but you need someone who's gonna stick through it, get the good contest on the shot, be willing to fight for the rebound. And you know, we've seen it recently, like his shooting has been able to hold up. So I think you can insert him into the lineup next to Steph and Clay and feel pretty comfortable about the fact that he's not gonna kill you. I think Kerr said that he's hesitant because of spacing concerns for a Draymond, Kuminga, Looney front court to start it. But, you know, I think sooner or later you got to experiment with that. This game might be the time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think leaning a little bit too much into the spacing thing, because depending on the team you play, Dre and Loon starting in the front court, your spacing is not going to be great, like, anyway, right? They're obviously great passers and things like that. But when you play against a team like tonight, the Timberwolves, where they can just park Gobert in the paint and then just have other guys lock and trail, or a team like the Lakers who just parks Anthony Davis in the paint and then have everybody else play super aggressive on those handoffs and stuff like that, then the spacing is going to be an issue anyway. So I do think, you know, the Warriors' formula throughout all the years has been like just lean into the defense and let Steph and Clay figure out the offense. And you know, after a performance like tonight, I think those two guys, especially, are definitely going to be trying to look for their offense the next game and try to, you know, get back on track and rhythm with their shooting. So I'm all for Kuminga in that starting lineup. And then, I mean, he's been shooting it pretty well, like recently, right? It's low volume, but. He's been in the, I want to say, around in the 40s for like the past few months or something like that.
Last 3 months he's at like 42%, and he's hitting like high 40s in the mid range too. So it's been looking up there.
For sure. And one thing I did notice, like this game, he's making quicker reads. Like every game, his recognition is getting a little bit better. I think he had one play that I put on Twitter today where he got a, you know, he's in transition and they were playing 2-on-1 and he made a hard drive towards the middle. Torian Prince, I believe, jumped straight towards him and he immediately kicked it out to Clay for a three. And it's like those type of plays like that, when you show that type of, you know, IQ, the speed, you know, the game is slowing down for him, that type of stuff definitely should like make her trust him a little bit more in big situations and stuff like that. And I just don't think that Dante at the three thing is like working anymore, you know, like they're just giving up a lot of size, even though Dante is a pest, he's giving up a lot of size, especially against a team like the Pelicans. That's just, you know, you got to put some more size there. So we'll definitely see what Steve does going forward. Let me see. What else we got right here, man? Oh, we looking all right, though. We're looking all right. I mean, like, we're a game out of fourth still. I think Ayton is coming back, what, tomorrow?
I think next game, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, and then KD's coming back Wednesday. So they're gearing up. They're gearing up. How you feel about, you know, their chances, I guess, against all these individual teams? Like, is there any team that sticks out to you and it's like, all right, this is going to be our toughest matchup? Like, how would you rank their matchups, I guess, going into the playoffs as far as, like, who you want to see the most and, like, all the way to, like, who you don't want to see?
I think for all the reasons I've seen before, you know, not only because it's realistic, but I think the Kings present their best matchup. You know, hopefully, too, if you're getting yourself to six, it's also important that you get yourself into the, you know, hopefully into the 2-3 part of the bracket. You can kind of, like, you know, maybe take a little advantage of seeding. Like, you can – I would love to see Grizzlies matchup, and I don't want to see the Nuggets early. I would rather see the Nuggets later when they're tired. Mm. We've seen that before. You know, Jokic is an amazing player, but he does tend to wear down just with the load he has to shoulder in the playoffs. So I still think Sacramento is the best matchup. In terms of worst, I think, you know, especially given the prospect of Wiggins being out, I think Phoenix is probably the worst one that they could face early on, because they have, I mean, one of the best scorers we've seen in a long time in Kevin Durant. The dude's just absurd. You need a guy like Wiggins just to, you know, make him uncomfortable. And even if he's uncomfortable, he can still give you 30 and, like, just very endless mid-range jumpers, threes, whatever. Right. He can play make. We've seen Devin Booker do the same. So I think that's the thing is, you know, I think they have guys who can match up against them. You know, like, I think Kuminga can do a great job on a bigger wing like KD, especially KD, who's less of a threat to get to the rim now. And Gary Payton is tailor-made to guard a guy like Devin Booker. But, you know, are we gonna see the Warriors make, like, the tough lineup decisions to be like, okay, we're going to start Gary Payton and, like, place him on Booker and try to affect him that way, and then hope Clay can, you know, kind of play the three against KD and do his job there. Like, how do you game plan around that if you're Steve Kerr, and are you willing to sort of make these tougher lineup decisions to defend a team like Phoenix? So that's why I think they're tough, because not only the on-court pressure points, but, you know, kind of the pressure it puts on the coaching staff to adjust to that kind of talent.
For sure. And I mean, I think Steve is definitely, like, on board with that type of stuff. We saw last year against Memphis, he was starting Gary until Gary got hurt. And he's experimented with starting lineups all year this year. I wouldn't put it past him to start Gary and Kuminga, to be honest, if Wiggins isn't there. Mm-hmm. And then just put Dre at the five and put him on Ayton. But that would be an interesting series. It would be fun to watch, but, like, I definitely think they're near the top of my list as far as teams I'd just rather not see in comparison to these other teams. It would definitely be sweet to beat them, though, but definitely got these other teams higher on the list. So let's move on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.